This is Brian Cambria with news for the KVNF listening area Wednesday, November 28, 2012. One child died and a second was flown by care flight from Powderhorn to St. Mary's Hospital yesterday evening. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports authorities aren't saying what happened. The children, approximately 2 and 4 years old, were in a vehicle parked at Powderhorn Mountain Resort about 6:30 p.m. when paramedics were called. According to the Sentinel, initial scanner reports from deputies with the Mesa County Sheriff's Department and the Plateau Valley Fire Department indicated exposure to carbon monoxide may have been a factor, but that could not be confirmed by other officials. Several law enforcement agencies have joined together as a task force to continue the search for Dylan Redwine, a 13-year-old boy who has been missing since November 19th in southwest Colorado. The partnership of local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies includes two crime analysts who are using software to search information in different ways to identify any additional leads. The La Plata County Sheriff's Office has already received hundreds of tips. Uniformed sheriff's deputies have started contacting residents in the Vallecito area, seeking any information that may be helpful to the investigation. Residents are encouraged to ask for proper law enforcement identification if they are approached by investigators who are not accompanied by a uniformed officer. Anyone who may have information on Dylan's whereabouts is asked to contact the La Plata County Sheriff's Office at 970-382-7015. Dylan is 5 feet tall, about 100 pounds, with blonde hair and blue eyes. He was last seen in black clothes and a blue and white Duke baseball cap. A Delta bead store was robbed yesterday afternoon. According to the Delta Police Department, an unidentified Caucasian male entered Petunia Beads in Delta around noon yesterday. He displayed a handgun, demanded cash, then left the business in an unknown direction with an undisclosed amount of cash. There were no injuries. The suspect is described as a Caucasian male in his 20s with short blonde hair, light eyes, and about 6 feet tall with a medium build. He left in a white car driven by a Caucasian female described as having red hair, a heavy build, and also in her 20s. The Delta Police Department is asking anyone with any information to please call 874-7676. The investigation continues, and no further information is available. Newly elected state lawmakers are spending the week at the Capitol learning the basics of working under the Gold Dome. Freshman lawmakers are studying everything from the art of negotiating to the location of emergency exits. Benta Berkland has more from the state Capitol.
Lawmakers from both parties have a lot of logistics to figure out before the session begins in January. Right now, they're learning about state agencies, going over a mock budget, and seeing how bills are drafted.
And I can tell you that it's to the point of overwhelming.
That's incoming Republican Senator Larry Crowder from Alamosa. A rancher who's worked with veterans, Crowder says he's trying to soak up all the information.
Trying to get up to speed on the procedures and things. We want to do a good job, but we want to do it right.
And while the Capitol scene may be new for some rural lawmakers, it's second nature for incoming Democratic Representative Tracy Craft Thorpe, former health care lobbyist.
So a lot of the processes I'm very familiar with, it's just very interesting to learn it from this perspective, a legislator's perspective.
And for many new lawmakers, like Democratic Senator Jesse Ulibarri, freshman orientation is a good chance to get to know new colleagues.
We're building relationships with people that have been on the campaign trail for years for some of them and for months for others, and getting to know each other as people first.
That personal relationship can come in handy when negotiating tricky bills or moving on from a contentious issue. New lawmakers will hold their final orientation in mid-December. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
An Ignacio outfitter has been convicted of numerous wildlife law violations, including poaching, by Colorado's 6th Judicial District Court. Robert C. Peck is the owner of Antler Meadows Outfitters in Ignacio. He agreed to a plea deal in late October, but the terms of the conviction became effective last week. District Wildlife Manager Carrie Caron says Peck's actions have had a major negative impact on buck deer populations in La Plata County for many years. In a release, Caron said, quote, "He displayed a blatant disregard for wildlife and the people in this area. Poaching is basically stealing wildlife from the public," end quote. The district attorney initially charged Peck with 14 counts, including 6 felonies that could have resulted in $500,000 in fines and 18 years in jail. According to Parks and Wildlife, in the agreement, Peck pleaded guilty to 7 misdemeanors, 3 counts of hunting without a proper and valid license, 3 counts of illegal possession of wildlife, and 1 count of illegal transfer of a license. He was sentenced to 5 years of supervised probation with numerous conditions. Those include being prohibited from hunting or any hunting-related activities anywhere in the United States, owning or handling firearms, and possessing any wildlife species. In addition, Peck must pay about $8,000 in fines and associated costs for the wildlife violations and make a $10,000 donation to Operation Game Thief. The conviction was a result of an investigation led by Colorado Parks and Wildlife with help from other agencies and tips from the public. If you suspect that a wildlife crime is being committed, you can contact Operation Game Thief at 877-265-6648. The Montrose County Sheriff's Office now has a Hummer as part of its team fleet. The county says acquiring the 1991 military Humvee is in line with its strategic plan to provide for the public safety. The Sheriff's Office got the vehicle at no cost in May through a federal program. Undersheriff Adam Murdy says the vehicle will allow his office to access more terrain than regular patrol vehicles can. Murdy says it will also increase the safety of the special response team. That team, along with help from Montrose Auto Body, donated time and equipment to complete the transformation from military desert tan to the markings of the Montrose County Sheriff's Office. The county says the transformation cost just over $1,000 in materials. The road to Powderhorn Resort is about to get a whole lot smoother. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that a new $400,000-plus road construction project aims to make the narrow, winding road that leads from Highway 65 to the resort wider and easier to travel. Mesa County signed off on the project Monday, awarding the contract to Accurate Construction and Excavation Incorporated of Fruta. The project will start in the spring with an estimated completion date of next September. The road widening will help more than just skiers and riders. Sam Williams, Mountain Operations Manager at Powderhorn Resort, says it will be easier for emergency vehicles to get in and out as well. In addition, the improved shoulder is expected to help alleviate the resort's lack of sufficient parking on busy days. The Sentinel reports that Powderhorn, which is under new ownership since August 2011, is in the process of upgrading amenities and facilities resort-wide, including off-season activities. Starting Saturday, the Bureau of Land Management will close several seasonal roads to protect sensitive habitat for the Gunnison sage grouse. According to the BLM, C-77 Black Ridge and Red Canyon Road will be closed to motorized and mechanical use through May 15th of next year. All of the affected areas will remain open to non-motorized recreation, such as hiking and horseback riding. Signs will be posted to notify the public of closures in these key access areas. The annual closures are intended to protect sensitive Gunnison sage-grouse habitat, reduce stress and disturbance to wintering deer and elk herds, and protect soils from excessive erosion and damage. Thus concludes the newscast. For KVNF News, I'm Brian Cambria.